So we'll start with Sarah Lessica. She holds an MSD in Medieval English Literature, and she's currently a PhD researcher at Leiden University, and she works on scribal collaborations in 15th century manuscripts. And she'll be talking to us about teaching the Codex Paleography for Beginners, a case study. Sarah, the floor is yours.
So my project is called Paleography for Beginners, which is an 8-week course that I run at the East Oxford Community Classics Centre. I've been running this course for the past 4 years, and it is an 8-week course, and each session is an hour long. It is aimed at the general public, and I will later talk a bit more about the audience that I reach. It is a free course, so participants don't have to pay any money, and I teach them voluntarily. On average, there are around 10 students in my class. The objective is, it's a skills-based course, so students are able to recognize different scripts and roughly know when and where they were used. The main objective is that they're able to decipher their handwriting. And how did I come about teaching this course? Well, the Community Classics Centre, they offer courses on Latin and on Greek, and I was a student there myself doing a refreshers course in Latin. When I thought that teaching paleography would be a nice course to offer, I spoke to the course coordinator and did a little pitch on the course, and she agreed and said she'd be happy for me to teach the course. And then I went to advertise the course on social media mainly, which has attracted a lot of interest. When I tweet about the course, there are lots of international people from worldwide who say, I would like to come to this course, but unfortunately I can't because it's in Oxford. I've also targeted libraries directly by distributing posters and flyers and sending around to various library mailing lists. And I also, there's also a blurb on the East Oxford Community Classics Centre website. So each year, it's very interesting, each year there's a new, I'm able to generate a new interest in this course, although it's very specific. I find each year I don't have problems filling up the spaces. I will now talk about the background and motivation of my students. My students come from libraries, archives. Some of them are students at universities, some of them are pupils, some work in publishing, other are retired members of the public, and others are just there for a level of learning. So for library and archives, most people work with medieval documents. The course is very interesting for people doing graduate traineeships in libraries because they intend to do a library master's, and at UCI one of the courses is manuscript studies. And I find that very often students want to familiarise themselves with manuscripts and with paleography before they go on to do the library masters. And some of these people have a limited or some knowledge of paleography because they've worked with manuscripts before, they've seen a manuscript before, they've had contact with manuscripts before. Some of my audience members are students. Some of them do postgraduate studies. I've recently had a lady from King's College doing a PhD in classics, and she was interested in medieval manuscripts and medieval handwriting. Some of the people are interested in studying for a course in librarianship, and I've also had undergraduate students who want to do a master's in medieval studies and they're trying to figure out whether they're interested in history or in English literature. And these students generally have limited or some knowledge of paleography. I've also had a pupil, an A-level student, attend one of my courses. She was interested in studying history, medieval history or classics, and she wanted to do the course to figure out what she was more interested in. There's been a lady who's worked at a publisher at the OED. At the OED they've got a library research section where people look for the quotations, look for the references in various libraries, so she sometimes has to decide her handwriting and give instructions to her team. I've also had retired members of the public. They're usually people that have an interest in family history. Some of them haven't been to university or don't have an academic background, so how do I cater for them? And others are just there for the love of learning and they don't have any prior knowledge. But what connects these people is that they're interested in learning, they want learn something new. Some of them want to learn calligraphy because they didn't have the chance to do that during their masters. There's been one student who did an MSD in early modern literature, now working at OUP, still an interest in history and wanting to learn a skill that she hadn't been able to learn during her master's degree. And most of our people come from Oxford, the surrounding area, and some of the students come from London. I will now speak about the course content. We start with an introduction to Equid Ecology and manuscript production. This is a very interactive session involving group work. First of all, I ask them to think about how medieval manuscripts were produced, and I always find that it's a very interesting discussions amongst the students. And it's always interesting to listen to what they have to say. They often come up with very interesting ideas, and they are usually spot on about how manuscripts were made. Then we move on to looking at catalogue description of manuscripts, something that I've been taught during my Masters in Medieval English Literature and MBE course. And I've asked them how to read them, I teach them how to read them, I also ask to think about them critically. I give them different examples of catalogues that vary in degree of how specific they are, so they ask them what makes a good catalogue description. And to think about them, because if they want to call up the manuscript, they will have to deal with the manuscript catalogue and they will have to know what a description looks like. In the following classes, we focus on one script per week, starting with Anglo-Saxon, minuscule, and then ending with secretary. I usually start the class by providing them with the date range of the script and telling them about how and why the script was used. And then I go on to explain the most important letter shapes to them before moving on to transcription. Each week I set my students transcription homework on a new script. So let's say when we talked about Proto-Gothic in 1 week, the next week, for next week I asked them to look at textura. I work with photocopies of Robert's Guide to Scripts. I usually provide them with around 3 to 4 plates and ask them to transcribe 10 lines of text each. But I always highlighted that they're there voluntarily, so if something comes up, it doesn't matter if they haven't been able to do their homework. And with the plates, I ask them to focus purely on the transcription, on the letter shape. And I don't use digital images because I ask my students to focus on this, on the handwriting. I know that they will be on the bus commuting to work or in their lunch break doing their homework. So the material I use has to be portable and transportable. So it's quite a traditional approach, but I find that it works quite well in this setting. And then during the class, we do the transcription of the homework. After I introduce the script, I usually split my students into groups, and I ask them to compare the transcription. And I always find it very interesting to hear what they have to say during that. During these discussions, I usually move around the room and listen to what they have to say, and I feel that it helps them because medieval handwriting is nothing that they see in everyday life, so I think it takes a bit, it's not as scary, rather than asking them, please start transcribing, making it more accessible to them. And then I ask them specifically to discuss any difficult letter shapes, and usually in a group work setting, they're able to work them out. Then the next step is the group transcription. Each student spares out a word and we go around in a circle in the group. And there are a couple of challenges that this method brings with it. So we're using different manuscripts plates, and my aim is to discuss all examples within the course of an hour. But the question is, when do I move on to the next transcription? It's usually quite a spontaneous decision, and I have to find the balance between the learning process, students learning how to familiarize themselves with the script, but keeping the students interested. So usually I play it by the ear and say, okay, do the students get the hang of this script? Is it time to move on? And sometimes I just ask them, are you ready to move on? Or do you want more practice with this script? And at the end, I give them the full transcriptions, so they can check their work at home. And another challenge is, what do you do when a student is struggling with the word and is unable to decipher it? The answer is, you have to be very patient. I usually ask him whether it can make out any letter shapes at all. And if that doesn't work, I sometimes ask them to transcribe the word backwards. So we start with a for the final letter of the book, and that usually works quite well. Another baronet is language. The plates that I use are in Latin, Old English, and Middle English, and usually none of the students have a background in either of those languages. But I emphasize that the focus of my course is on the letter shapes rather than words. But I find it usually find it easier to transcribe when they're able to recognize some of the words. So usually it's the later scripts that are easier for the students, although it's more difficult to read, but just because they have this recognition of words that they know from modern English. At the end of the course, we usually visit the Old Library of Magdalen College, where we look at some examples of the scripts covered during the course. This has been described as a highlight by the students because they're able to see manuscripts. Most of them have never seen a manuscript, and there's a chance that they won't be seeing a manuscript ever again. And what we do is we look at the size of the book, the size of the script, materials. It's a very informal session. I usually just let the students look around in the room, look at different manuscripts, ask questions, and then ask them to the group. And I think what students find most interesting is the size of the book, because they're so used to A4 handouts that they're astonished by how small or how large the manuscript can actually be. So how has the course developed over the years? Like I said, I've been teaching for the past 4 years, and in the first year there was a test at the end of the course, but I've dropped this feature because I found it difficult. I didn't want to force students to learn something because they were there voluntarily in their spare time, and because they have limited resources, some of them bought the handbook, Robert Sky to school, some of them didn't buy the handbook, so they had limited resources to practice with, so I thought it wouldn't really be fair to ask them to study it in their spare time for a test. Because after all, the main motivation for the people is to have fun, to do something they usually don't do. And then I've changed the format of prepared versus unprepared transcription. This year a student asked me whether it would be okay to transcribe something they hadn't looked at before. So using the same plate, I asked them, okay, transcribe the first 10 lines. But then they wanted me to, in the class, I wanted to discuss the last 10 lines of the plate. And I tried it out during the class, and it slowed down the speed of the class because they hadn't looked at the example before. It was all very unfamiliar to them. It took much longer. It was more challenging, but I found that the students enjoyed that very much. They enjoyed the challenge of looking at a script they hadn't seen before, looking at something unfamiliar. And after the course, what do students do with the course? Some of them use their course participation to strengthen their undergrad or postgraduate studies applications. Others use paleography in their working life, in their professional life. For example, the lady who works at library research at the LD has told me that she sometimes does use the skills that she developed for some of her tasks in her role. And then there are the challenges of running a free course, attendance. I have to be aware that when, let's say, 20 people sign up, they're there voluntarily, they're not going to all turn up. They attend voluntarily, they do not pay a fee, so attendance varies per year. In some years, two or three people drop out. This year, none of the students has dropped out, they finished the whole course. So on average, there's a core group who attends the course after a few sessions. It's also important to find the right level. People have different backgrounds, so you have to use a different approach when every student transcribes a word to ensure that everyone is able to participate. You have to be patient, you have to make students feel comfortable. And letting students transcribe unseen text does not work in every group. It's only when I feel, okay, that the group is very confident, they're confident to talk to me, to open up to me, then I take on this approach. The group is more insecure, that I wouldn't let them see texts they haven't seen before, because I want them to have fun and to feel comfortable. So what are the benefits that I've had from teaching this course? Firstly, I've attracted media attention. 2 years ago, I think, someone from the Oxford Mail came to write a short article on the course I was giving. has given me teaching experience. Being a PhD researcher at Leiden means I'm not able to teach here, so it has given me good experience for my later professional career. This has also led to other opportunities because I tweet about this course on social media. Someone has asked me whether I wanted to run a course for librarians, which I've run for civil librarians in London, and it has attracted people from all over the country. And it was very interesting because I squeezed in my 8-week course into one afternoon, but I found that it worked very well. And I got very good feedback for that. And finally, I worked with pupils from the Cini School for an hour-long session. I think they were into your course. They asked them to transcribe single words rather than parts of texts. I only included words that are the same in Middle English as in Modern English to make it easier for them. And at the end of the sessions, pupils had to go with calligraphy. I gave them a calligraphy pen and asked them to copy the handwriting they could see in their examples. Yeah, so I found it very beneficial to teach this course. It's very enjoyable for me, but also for the students. And it's amazing to see that each year so many people are interested in coming to this course from all over the region.